Blog Talk Radio.
Girl Cindy right here at Open Talk 2. Want to say good afternoon. Hope everyone's having an awesome day. It's raining here in Houston, y'all. Y'all better stay out this nasty, nasty weather. Want to take the time to thank my supporters as my platform continues to build. And I want to thank my different styles of infallible individuals who have been on the show to give out their information, my little celebrity reality stars, down to my everyday business entrepreneurs. And as always, tell people you got to surround yourself around positive energy if you want to be successful in life. Remember, this is what the show is all about. It's about inspiring, motivating, and networking with each other in the best possible situation. Again, I'm looking for my independent artists to submit your MP3 submissions to opentalk2@yahoo.com so I can get your music on the rotation. Last week on the show, had my boy Papa Roo up in here. He was telling us about his new projects, things that he had going on. Today on the show, got my girl Coco Brown, the funny lady that's been all everywhere, y'all. She got a new talk show coming out. She got a lot of things going on. But, you know, before I get to that, you know, we got to give you some dirt, gossip, a little reality. You know how we like to do it. Got my girl MJ up in here. Hey, MJ, what's going on?
Not much. What's happening?
Nothing, girl. All right, let's put it on the table. I'm not gonna be able to see my boo until what, next Monday, little Scrappy?
Yeah. That's gonna be a reunion, I tell you that. But he didn't
really do much.
Of course, we are
ready to kind of saw some of the gossip on Media Takeout and all the other places. Fighting and cutting
really
up.
For. But I mean, does everybody on that show have an album? I mean, seriously, does everybody
girl.
Have? A
I know, I mean, Mama D even got one. That's my girl, though. Hey, Mama D, if you listen, Mama D is dropping a single.
Out show. I'm like,
but you know what's strange to me, MJ, is everybody on the reality shows, they drop their, they get their fame and fortune, and then they drop their CDs or music or do their little, you know, whatever they're doing, and then you don't really hear from them anymore.
Well, yeah, because like, I was wondering, I'm like, okay, now the people that are actually singers and rappers, you didn't hear anything from them, like Rashida, Scrappy, and Kalina. But
right.
You got Althea, you got Mama D, you got Nico.
Nico. He made, hey, the shower rod.
Shower rod. I mean, come on.
I fell right there. Yes. But the show overall, it was all right. It was all right, I guess, you know. I guess
expected.
I want to know.
Most of that stuff was expected about the Zeno telling about Jocelyn.
Right,
Walker and his girl. But you know who I was thinking about yesterday who has not been on any of the episodes lately? Erica Pinkett. Where's she been?
Which one?
Is she done?
Which one? Who is that?
Erica Pinkett, the one that was Scrappy's friend.
Girl, she
the
was non-existent. She is non-existent. We don't even care about her. Moving on.
She has not been on the show. That's weird. After that little falling out, you haven't seen her or the Bambi.
I know, but now, well, see, the Bambi in the studio, she making music, too.
See, that's what I'm talking about. I'm like, okay, so is now this platform for people to put out singles? Is it going to be, I think it's a soundtrack, I think?
they're putting together?
It might be. It might be. That's
like,
well,
I guess they
say
they're
Korean.
Okay, Michelle can do it. Why not us?
I know. Speaking of,
has a musical coming out.
Right. Tonight. Comes out tonight. On VH1.
Right, that's
going
to be interesting.
That
but
is
yeah,
definitely
going
to be interesting.
Waiting for the reunion to start.
I know. And it looked like Stevie J didn't believe what Benzino told him. I think he figured he was just getting it, jabbing him back, I think.
I don't know, man. That to me, I know dudes like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, why are you even telling on that? I mean, who cares? You know what I'm saying? You weren't worried about that when you were hitting it. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
So you want to talk about
I guess being a good friend, I would tell my friend if something happened like that. So, to me, he was just being a good friend, even though it was opportune time. But he did, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, but he did. He smashed his girl, though. He can't even be a man enough to even tell Benzino that he smashed his girl, even though Benzino already believed out there. You weren't man enough until
he
had to tell you to, you know.
He knew she was in love. That's all.
Okay. That's all messiness right there. That's too many. And Benzino, I don't even know why he got involved between Jocelyn and Althea. I think Althea can hold her own. I don't think she need Benzino to rescue her. Let them add it. Don't. Why are you even involved in that?
Yeah, that's true. What else happened on there? Oh, my girl Rashida, she launched her stuff.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's
when rap doesn't do it. Got to go other ways.
That's right. Like they say, making big moves, doing big things. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. So I don't know. What else? That's it, pretty much. Okay, so let's move on.
I mean, the whole Mimi and Stevie J, the way it ended, that was kind of weird, but oh well.
Yeah.
So like, okay, are y'all getting back together for season, what, 3, 4? I mean, I don't know. It's up in the air. We'll see.
I don't know, but our debut of our Atlanta exes, I'm not gonna say I was too impressed, but I was impressed with them. They come straight out the gun, out the hard track.
I tolerate them more than I can do the Hollywood exes. I can tolerate because I feel like they're more relatable than the Hollywood exes.
Right.
These chicks right here, they come hard.
They coming out. They say for real, and I can say, but though,
in the corner type deal, they gonna come at you.
Yes, that Tamika Raymond, she ain't nothing to play with.
Nah, she ain't the one. And what is Tracy?
One.
What was Tracy doing to Tracy Steele?
You know what? Actually, you remember she? Well, of course, by her being in Atlanta, she's a new DJ on I think 105.7 or 107.1 or something like that.
So having to be torn hard.
She's a friend. She's a girl.
Yeah,
so.
Seriously, Tracy, you just had to make your appearance again.
Girl, hey, well, she didn't get no airplay on New York, so she had to come up with something on here.
I guess it was. Tamika said, "Let her go."
I think I'm going to have to go with Tamika on this one. She was calm. Let her go.
That's what I'm saying. That's the ones you
got to
watch out for. She's been
through
a lot.
She got a lot going on. And what's up with CeeLo's ex-wife? I guess, I wonder, is it that they just can't let go of each other or that's just a storyline?
Well, they've been together since, what, high school or something? They've been together for a long time. And they're pretty much the same person. They dress each other and all that stuff. Yeah, that's one of those.
They're really soulmates, for real. Yeah, they are. I wish they could have got back together because I really think they love each other.
I think so, too, but I think that fame and fortune got to his head and it got a little bit. But I think, I think he'll come back around. I think, it's always like that. Once what goes up comes down. So I think he'll eventually, they'll get back together. She'll hold it down for him.
That Neo's fiance, that's a strange relationship.
Manetta, what her name is.
Yeah, that's a strange relationship, I think.
Yeah, she's
hanging out with the
really
mama, still living in the house, took out pictures everywhere. Unless he paying them bills, hey, he can have all the pictures can stay up there. I don't care.
Right. Now, the one that I'm kind of like, that Cherie Buchanan, she is off the chain.
Yeah,
she likes them young men.
Well, you can't blame her. I don't care. Do your thing. Now, the only thing I disagree with is her hanging out with the daughter at the clubs and drinking.
Yeah,
and
I don't like that
cookable.
Either. I'm sorry.
Now,
I don't care that, if you have her friends. You ain't got to. No. We ain't gonna be clubbing. Me and baby MJ ain't gonna be clubbing like that.
That's right.
I don't care who you are.
You and Lil Chips over there. Chips.
We ain't doing no club things like
no
that.
Clubbing together.
But did you see the outfit she was trying to put together for a 12-year-old?
All I saw was the jeans. That's all
well,
I
she
saw.
Was, I think
said.
The shirt she had like had a back out or something like that. And she's right. Why are you shopping in a shop like that for a 12-year-old? The girl
yeah.
is 11 going on 12. You need to go to a Children's Place or Rainbow or somewhere, but you don't need to be chopping in there. Y'all dressing? No, ma'am. And when she came in there with that lace on and Tamika roast her, you got that white
like,
bra.
Wow, that's something. I mean, it was good, but, girl, I cannot wait till my boys hit. Was it Thursday? No, tomorrow, Wednesday. Oh, my Princess of L.A. I'm be sitting in front of the TV with
going down.
Some wine. Oh, it's going up and down. It's going to be turned up.
Oh, yes.
I can't wait till my boys come back. Oh, that's going to be a popular show. I'm surprised they didn't get more seasons. I mean, it took them so long to film this second season. I'm just mad.
Well, I guess they had to see how the world took them, you know, because you had a lot of people criticizing Matt first. Remember that.
We don't care.
Yeah, and then you had a lot, and then even this little show they had, the pre show, they were going at it then. Ron Gibson and Dietrich were going at it. So I'm like, okay.
Mm-hmm. I know if I ever get in trouble, if I get in some kind of mess or hoopla, I know who I'm hiring as my bodyguard. I already know. Get the Triple OG. I'm going to get Ron Gibson.
Oh, Lord.
Bishop Ron Gibson. Like he say, I get some hate on this side over here. I feel some hate on that side. Well, girl, he did that. I almost jumped up and said amen. I say, this man is a mess, boy. It's something else. Oh, did you see the preview of Drumline 2?
Yes, Drumline.
Girl.
Yes.
I say, boy, go on, Nick Cannon. Now, I can't wait to see. Is Nick Cannon going to be a teacher or is he going to be a senior?
Well, I hope he has a teacher because it's been a while since the first Drumline been out. So,
but remember
I hope
when the
he
first one, he
band
was the
director.
That's what I'm thinking. Maybe the other man retired
or something. That's what I'm thinking. Him and the other guy that they couldn't get along at first. Thinking they the band director. Or maybe they, maybe they band directors at opposite schools or something.
Yeah, but if he be a senior, but he could pass for still
he still got the look, so.
He does. He still had that little baby fire look. But I don't know. But thank you, MJ, for rolling with me.
Thank you for having me.
All righty. That was my girl, MJ. You know, we got to give you a little dirt, a little gossip, just a little reality. You know how we like to do it. Going to take you to a blast from the past, and when I come back, going to have the lovely Miss Sarah Brown, a.k.a. Coco Brown. If y'all don't know, she's from the Tyler Perry Singles Mom Club, and she was on a lot of other shows as well, so y'all know who she is. But give me a second. I'll be right back. Hold tight.
All right. Blast from the past. Thank you.
Today on the show, I have an actress, a comedian, a woman that is versatile in her craft. She's been in movies such as Lakeview Terrace, Attitude for Destruction, but she also has been in Tyler Perry's Single Moms Club. Let's welcome to the show, Miss Coco Brown. Hey, lady, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing, dear?
I am fine. How's the weather down there?
I'm sorry?
How is the weather?
Oh, hot. The devil is vacationing in California today. I don't know what's going on.
Well, let me ask you, what made you get into the world of acting? How did you get into this industry?
Stand-up comedy is kind of my gateway into it, and, you know, it fell in my lap. I had no intention of being a stand-up. I was working corporate America. I graduated college with a degree in mass communications with a focus in PR and advertising, and I was working for Ringling Brothers.
Okay.
Their corporate offices in Virginia, and a friend of mine, for whatever reason, thought I was just too funny and I needed to be getting paid for my funny. He ended up introducing me to a comedy club owner in the Maryland area, and the rest has been history.
Oh. So what other roles have you performed throughout your career?
I've done stand-up, I've acted, but, you know, in the middle of the time of trying to figure that all out, I've done everything from retail to advertising to PR. I even went back to school and got a master's in secondary education, so I've taught. I've done a little bit of everything.
Oh, okay. So let me ask you, are you working on any other current projects, anything new?
I am, actually. I just wrapped up earlier this year a new sitcom called Braddock and Jackson that stars Martin Lawrence and Kelsey Grammer, and I have a reoccurring role on that, and I'm playing a 60-year-old woman named Miss Precious. That was a lot of fun. Also, right now in pre-production, working on a new talk show for CBS. Still untitled, but it's with myself and the actor Jerry O'Connell, so we're in pre-production for that now.
All right. That's what I'm talking about, girl. Well, tell me, people have been asking, they want to know this. How was it working with that crazy Terry Crews, girl?
Oh, man, Terry's a doll. We had so much fun together, and I think that, you know, Tyler made a match in heaven with us because we totally got each other comedically, and he let us run with it. You know, he let us use our creative juices and just, you know, just go with it and go with the flow in terms of how we got each other comedically. We had so much fun shooting that movie. So much of what you saw in the movie between me and Terry was improv, because Terry and I, he just let me and Terry go.
I can imagine, because, you know, you are funny. You are.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Any works of collaborating with Kevin Hart, you think?
Not at the present time. I know that I was approached a few months ago about it. You know, I need to be on the Real Husbands of Hollywood.
Yes.
But nothing has happened so far.
Girl, what would you imagine working with him? You think you would collaborate with him? He is a mess.
If God has it in the cards, yeah, absolutely. You know, I've known Kevin for many years. I mean, me and Kevin, you know, started in comedy around the same time, you know, and we've done a lot of the, you know, comedy clubs and shows around the country together, toured together back in the day. You know, Kevin and I go way back. You know, he's now on a whole nother level, and I'm really proud of him. But, you know, if the opportunity presented itself, I would totally jump on it because, you know, I love Kevin to death.
That's right. That's what I'm talking about. Well, tell me, what's your biggest achievement in your career right now?
Right now, it would probably be starring in a movie. You know, starring in Tyler Perry's Single Moms Club was definitely, you know, a check off my bucket list to be a lead actress in a film, and that was awesome. And, you know, right now, what I'm working on now is a talk show. I've always dreamt about being on a talk show, you know, kind of having that platform like an Oprah or you know, a Wendy. And to be able to now say that I'm doing that is definitely a dream come true.
Oh, and I am so happy for you.
Thank you.
Well, let me ask you this last question, because I know you got a tight quiz schedule. I want to ask you, for anybody that's trying to get into this profession, in the industry, comedic style, or just acting, what words of wisdom would you give them?
I would say, you know, take as many acting classes as you can. Learn all the genres of acting. You just don't get in front of a camera, they yell action, and you do what you do. It is a method to this madness. Understand what your lane is. Are you a dramatic actor? Are you a commercial actor? Are you a comedic actor?
Mm-hmm.
Are you a theater actor? Do you do musical theater? Know your lane, and then perfect that. You know, know your character. Know what you're selling, Hollywood. Even though Hollywood likes to treat you like a piece of putty and they create you, they also like you to come and kind of know who you are so that they know what lane to put you in. And I would say don't take it too personal. This is a business built on more rejection than acceptance. So you've got to understand that you're going to get told no a lot before you get told yes. But every time you go into an audition, every time you get an opportunity to present your craft to the world, you do the very best you can and you give them your best. And that's all you can do, and you be proud of yourself for that. Everything is not meant for everybody, and every
that's
role
true.
Is not meant for everybody. And
exactly.
What is for you is for you. So you can't take it personal. You've got to enjoy the journey. You've got to enjoy the moments and just do the very best that you can and know your craft, you know, because if you don't know what you're doing, it will be revealed. So know what you're doing. Get trained. Know your craft.
You said that, girl.
Yeah.
You all righty. So let me ask you, when can we be looking out for the talk show? Within the year, next year?
It would be within the first of the next of next year.
Oh,
we're working out now, and if all works out, it will be debuting and next year.
That's what I'm talking about. Thank you for taking the time to call the show today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All righty. That was Miss Coco Brown. Y'all, we definitely got to support her on her endeavors, and we definitely got to check out the talk show. We got to see what she's up to, y'all.
All right, y'all. Hope you enjoyed the interview with Miss Ciara Brown. I am so excited for her, y'all. She got a lot of new projects coming up. Gonna be on have her own talk show. Must be nice. Maybe I can sit on her couch or chair, whatever she's gonna be doing. So definitely gotta support her on that. Next week on the show, got a surprise for you. I'm not gonna tell you who it is because if not, you won't listen. I'll give you maybe a little hint. He is a preacher from L.A. If not, I got a NFL football star that's retired, but he's still in the game. Might have him on there. I don't know who I'm going to have on there. I'm gonna make y'all wonder. So, but definitely check that out. Also, got a big surprise coming up for y'all. It's going to be coming up in October. Going to let y'all know all and share that information with you as well. All right, y'all. Thank y'all for listening to the show. Hope you enjoyed it. I'll be back next Tuesday. And, again, you got to follow me on Twitter, Open Talk 2. Like me at Facebook at Open Talk 2. You got any ideas you want to share? You got a story you want to share? You want to be interviewed on the show? Hit me up at opentalk2@yahoo.com. And, again, I'm looking for my independent artists to submit your MP3 submissions to opentalk2@yahoo.com so I can get your music on a rotation. Right, y'all? Have a safe day. Hump day tomorrow. Have a good week. Blessed week. Blessed weekend. And I'll see y'all back next week. I'm out of here.
All three we give it. No one can ever split us. And rip us apart either. Deliver the rock.